India's startup ecosystem has received a major regulatory boost today, April 14, 2026, as the Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, issued Circular No. 12/2026. This directive provides the long-awaited, definitive list of notified jurisdictions and specific entity types exempt from the controversial India Angel Tax, Section 56, 2, VEB. By formalizing these exemptions for sovereign wealth funds and regulated foreign venture capital, the government aims to put a permanent end to valuation disputes that have historically shadowed early-stage foreign direct investment, FDI. Clearing the air. Notified jurisdictions and entities. The India Angel Tax has often been a point of friction for startups raising capital at a premium. Circular No. 12/2026 provides a high-resolution map of who is in and who is out of the tax net. The new guidance specifically carves out regulated foreign entities, venture capital funds and pension funds regulated in their home jurisdictions, now including an expanded list of 35-plus countries, are exempt from the tax on share premium. Sovereign wealth funds, SWFs, all SWFs notified under Section 10(2)(3)(FE), are granted a blanket exemption, acknowledging their role as long-term, stable capital providers. The safe harbor expansion. For entities not on the notified list, the CBDT has clarified that a 10% valuation buffer will be strictly honored, reducing the risk of aggressive tax assessments during the audit phase. A strategic move for FDI in 2026. The timing of the India Angel Tax clarification is no accident. As global capital seeks stability in 2026, India is positioning its startup sector as a safe harbor for high-quality institutional money. By removing the threat of tax on valuation, the CBDT is essentially green-lighting larger Series A and B rounds that were previously bogged down in fair market value (FMV) litigation. Expert insight. Circular No. 12/2026 isn't just a technical update, it's a statement of intent. By exempting regulated venture capital from the India Angel Tax, the CBDT is finally aligning tax law with the economic reality of startup valuations.